Welcome to episode 21 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. You're probably wondering, where in the world is the introduction music and all that wonderful stuff? Well, those of you that have been following along, it's been since December of 2013 since I've really said anything. So, yeah, that file is gone. Let's keep going. Good day, folks. Take time today to be focused. Your family and friends will notice. Have a tremendous Thursday. So why did I choose that one? Prioritizing life is critical. I've been having a hard time putting my priorities back in order, but I know that the step has to be done. I want to pass along a reminder that is good for me and for you. So, this is number 3 in the series of responses to Bianca Hughes' post, 10 questions every educator should take the time to answer. I'm going to go ahead and put the link into the show notes. So, number 3, the question is, how can schools, including public schools, reshape their physical environment to make it more suitable for students in the 21st century? Here's my answer. I would like to see more open spaces like libraries. These spaces can be closed off for short periods of instruction and then opened again for more collaborative activities and school functions that don't require a multi-purpose room or are too big for a single classroom. I'd like to see more movable furniture. I've included the link of the education branch of Herman Miller's website for classroom furniture. I love the concept of furniture that moves, but not the price at which it comes. I've also found a document outlining a study of the use of technology in learning spaces by Steelcase. The link will be in the show notes. So it's a very interesting read from those who actually build the furniture. At the same time, too, ask your students what they would like to have in their space. Of course, do your own homework and see what is acceptable and legal according to the district policies. So have fun. Today's tip. If you're using Google products, have you found the new training webpage? Make sure you check out the new and improved Google training page. Again, the link is in the show notes. Please watch the video or read the transcript. I don't have a tip for you today because I'm just totally tipless, but you know, it's just one of those days that's been going on. So here's what I will say. Today, the thing that you need to follow is the hashtag MiamiDevice. Now you're probably thinking, why? Well, because I think it's really important to go over it. But at first, you may be overwhelmed unless you do Twitter chats or Twitter chats at first. But you may see many great resources to use as well as additional people to add to your personal learning network. And in conclusion, if you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.